Welcome everyone to the South Dakota Game Fish and Parks Commission meeting for June 6th and 7th of 2024.
Recording in progress.
We are coming to you today from Yankton, the beautiful city here in the southeastern part of our state. We're at the NFAA Yankton Archery Center. We've got a good group of folks that are with us in person. Thank you all for being here today. And those of you that are joining us online, we appreciate you tuning in and listening to the work that we're doing over the next couple of days. I'm Stephanie Rislew, Chair of the GFMP Commission. And before we get started, I'm going to throw it over to Commissioner Bruce Cole, who is our host for the next couple of days, who would like to introduce some special guests. Commissioner Cole.
Okay, thank you very much. First of all, welcome to Yankton. On behalf of this center and the community of Yankton, we're glad to have all of you here and a lot of staff. That's cool to see. And I want to introduce a couple of people that are going to give you a welcome. First of all, I'm going to have Mason Schramm, who is just elected. In fact, this is his first official duty as mayor of Yankton.
Thanks, Bruce. That's great. Thank you all for the welcome and welcome to Yankton. So good afternoon. My name is Mason Schramm, and I'm honored to serve as our newly elected mayor here in Yankton. On behalf of the Yankton City Commission and all our residents, I warmly welcome you to the community and to the wonderful, and to this wonderful facility. As the world's largest archery center, the NFAA Easton Yankton Archery Center has significantly contributed to our local economy and attracts many visitors to the area every single year. So thank you, Bruce, and all your team for what you do here. We are thrilled to host the Game Fish and Parks Commission meeting here in Yankton. Our community deeply values the role of Game Fish and Parks in enhancing the quality of life for our residents and visitors alike. We invite you to experience our rich natural heritage, including our 16 parks and green spaces and 11 miles of recreational paths and trails. A must-see is the historic double-deck Meridian Bridge. Walking across it offers breathtaking views of the Missouri River from both the lower and upper decks. Truly one of Yankton's unique experiences. This year is particularly special as we celebrate the Meridian Bridge's centennial with a series of festivities, including South Dakota's first city-held drone show on July 5th. We hope you take the time to enjoy Yankton's natural beauty, diverse wildlife, and recreational opportunities during your stay. Once again, welcome to Yankton and enjoy your visit.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Mason. Congratulations on being mayor. Now, a special guest of mine, this guy's 6 days older than me. We're neighbors, and I can't go in anymore. I think you all know him, past Lieutenant Governor Matt Michaels.
Good. Thank you. Remain seated. I'm serious. Actually, first off, before I thank you, I want to thank the secretary for hiring a lawyer with my last name. It's really big, spelled correctly. No A in the last name. I've been called things with the letter A, but let's digress. Welcome to the mother city of the Dakotas. And for you who have not spent much time here, it makes sense that you wouldn't. I hadn't been to Hot Springs much until Dennis and I were elected by you. And the connections are pretty significant. What I would say is that if you look back at the history of what you're doing right now, it is intergovernmental relationships. And as both senators know, I had a tendency to also address the legislature about the history that was going on 100 years ago. And every time, one of the big controversies was game fish. One I did 100 years ago, I pulled up when I was first elected speaker, and it's amazing, but there was a fight about out-of-state hunting. It doesn't change, or does it? Because now we have more fishing. The other thing that's so transparent to most of us that live here that don't pay attention to it is through here was the development of immigration, and that there were different tribes. There were Sioux, but Yankton, when you went over and you saw where the dam is, that's not Gavin's Point, that's Calumet Bluff. And you can ask Jeff more about that when you're having supper, but it was moved down, but Calumet is where Lewis and Clark actually met with the chief of the Yankton. And consequently, it's very, very historic over there for a lot of people. The other thing that's incredible is this is a community along with the state that after the Civil War, Yankton was the headquarters for the main Grand Army of the Republic building, which if you have the opportunity to take them by there, Grand Army of the Republic would be, for us who've been in the military, the equivalent at that time of, hi, Paula, the equivalent then of the American Legion at the time. and now it doesn't exist. But they were the most powerful political organization because of the veterans. And if you served and you lived in the Union, then you got credit on your ability to prove up your claim. So instead of 4 years, you only needed one to get a judge. And so we have a tremendous amount of Civil War history right here, including J.B.S. Todd, the cousin of Mary Todd Lincoln, who was very important here and platted most of this land here. Finally, the most beautiful thing about here professionally that we're so glad that you're here, you took a tour back here, but very few people understand the multiple jurisdictions. You all do. And it's pretty hard to teach. But there are three or four jurisdictions, and for some reason, I'm going on the record, some reason the National Park Service thinks they have jurisdiction. Hello. But that's a former federal prosecutor talking. I digress again. But we have multiple jurisdictions, which mean cooperation, including tribal experiences that you have, and that you went on the tour of Bruce's area, and you didn't cross the river, but you were in Nebraska. And that's because the river, you've got plenty of oxbows here, which means the history is important. The way that you have managed and your predecessors since the establishment in the 30s of this is incredible for all of us. So on behalf of us and everyone who come through here, I want to thank Bruce. He's quite a promoter, but more importantly, a great human being. And in this day and age of great controversy and angst, and we don't want those people, talk to Bruce, and it'll be spellbinding as to how it was that God actually brought him here through his parents. I am serious as a heart attack. It is one of the most spellbinding stories, especially on this anniversary, the 80th anniversary of people fighting and dying for our freedom. You will hear about his dad who fought with Montgomery and his mother that came out of Prussia in that area and met in Tel Aviv. It's an amazing story. And bringing you back to this, thank you again for all of you. This is not a simple board. And we're very, very grateful for all you're doing. And finally, I'm going to go bicycle on those great paths out by the lake. So welcome to Yankton.
Very good. Very good. And what an honor it is to have both of those gentlemen with us today. Great friends to all of us in South Dakota.